Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you eating?
I just ordered Starbucks.
What the hell is that thing?
It's the egg white feta wrap.
Oh, it's like flat. Looks like the card drove over it.
Yeah, it may have. You never know what happens when you order Uber Eats, you know, especially if you like you skimp them on the tip.
This is true. I can't remember who told me, but somebody said that they watched a guy pull up. Fuck, I wish I could remember who it was. They watched a dude pull up, and I never even thought of this. Pull up outside like their neighbor's house. Yeah. And he got into the bag. You can't hear you. I can't hear you chewing. You're fine.
You can't?
No, I can just see you doing this weird. I was like, what is she doing?
I was covering my mic.
No, I know. I can't hear it. No, but watch this dude take the food and then eat some out of it, put the food back in the bag, and then took it up.
Stop.
No, I swear to God. I wish I could remember who it was, because I swear it sounds like I made it up. But I was like, oh shit, I've never even thought of that. I mean, you think about like, if somebody's, you know, pretty hungry and they're, you know, maybe not, you know.
I wonder like, okay.
Thriving the way that they would like to be and
what kind of
desperate for food.
But what kind of food could you get away with doing that? You know what I mean? Like maybe Chinese food?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is like something
you know,
that like, would be like
I would want to.
Like, I don't. I'm not like a piece of pizza missing.
I would want to steal a slice.
Right.
But you can't only. You can't just like take a slice. And then,
no, it's obvious. And then like try to push it back together. Yeah, but no, I was.
No, you just
it.
You just like, keep you keep a pizza cutter in your car. So you cut like a sliver off of a cup, a few of them, so they can just slide.
Just fully premeditated.
Yeah.
Premeditated pizza thief.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was tripping out.
I hope someone's out there listening and is like, oh, that's a really good idea. I'm going to try that next time.
No, I was dying. I was like, oh God, I've never thought of that. That grosses me out. Cause like sometimes you'll get your DoorDash. I mean, I was DoorDashing a lot for a while.
I've been doing it a lot here. Cause I just get iced coffee.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying not to do it as much because I make bad choices when I DoorDash. So I was like, you got your big giant. Yeah. That thing's not full of sugar though. But yeah, so I was DoorDashing for a while. And what I was noticing is that some of the places have tape, like a tape over the item, but there are some that do not. So okay, yeah, it'd be very easy to like open each little carton and just eat out of it, put it all back. True. You wouldn't know.
Or like maybe someone ordered KFC and you were like, oh, I could definitely steal a piece of chicken. Like,
or just like a nugget or two.
Yeah. Like who's going to, like if there was a piece gone, that no one's thinking it was the driver. They're thinking it was KFC that forgot to put.
Yeah. They shorted them.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. I was DoorDashing. Do you ever get those like alerts on your phone? Like you're sitting there and it's like DoorDash alerts you like, hey, aren't you hungry right now?
Yep. You're like, huh,
I was trying not to be,
but
DoorDash bamboozled my diet.
DoorDash checking in to make sure you're not hungry yet. Like Netflix is like, are you still watching?
Right. It's just like, there's just shaming from you. All corners.
You're right. I am hungry. Yes, I am still watching. As you're in bed answering Uber Eats recommendation.
No. Oh my goodness. Hey guys. Hey, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome. We are here yet again and we appreciate the heck out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not that great at singing.
But we are. But we are.
In our own minds.
Mm-hmm. Like, Brooke, are you eating?
Yep.
Yep.
I tried not to. Man, I love it when I'm not hungry. I feel powerful.
Should never try not to feel powerful.
No, listen, hear me out. Okay.
Okay.
When I'm not hungry, I literally feel like I'm powerful. Like, oh yeah. Hunger? Never heard of him. Because I'm hungry all the time. Like that's why.
Right. Right.
And around like my period or my cycle or whatever people call it these days, my menses.
Don't call it that.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, it's weird.
It also hungry.
Yeah. You know, what's crazy. So I'm going to divulge a huge secret, guys. And do you guys are all going to think I'm disgusting, but I'm
they're like, wait,
no, knowing it's coming from me, they're probably like thinking it's something really outrageous. No, it's not that. I mean, it's bad, but so I picked up this really nasty habit of using these like Zyn nicotine patches, like through the pandemic. And I might've even been before the pandemic. Anyway, let's just fast forward like years later. I have been using these stupid Zyn patches and I was a smoker years ago, quit smoking like when I was in my early 20s. And this thing, you know, it's just like this little patch. It's not tobacco. Everyone's like some of my close friends that didn't know I did it. They were like, oh, like chew. Like I had a big chunk of chew in my mouth all the time. I was like, no, it's not chew. It's not tobacco. It's like these little, and they're just like nicotine patches.
It's like what people that use the real stuff are using to kick the real stuff.
Right. Exactly.
You went straight to the
yeah, to the rehabilitation process, but actually just stayed there. No. So I was, anyway, in California recently, sorry, I'm going in circles. I decided a while ago that I wanted to quit. I was just tired of being dependent on something. So I decided to like lower the dose. Cause like they have like sixes or threes. So I was like, okay, I'm going to lower it. And it sucked. And I was like, okay, this isn't as great, but it's better than nothing. And then in California, they got rid of selling the flavored ones. So I don't like the other ones. So I was like, well, guess it's time to quit. So I bought my little canisters. And then as it was like dwindling away, I was like, oh shit, here we go. So anyway, long story short, that was over a week ago. So I feel like I've kicked it, but the reason I brought it up is because, I've been eating like a lunatic. It's like, I'm not even hungry, but mm-hmm. And it's not even like the Zyns were just a pouch, but I don't know what it is. It's like, I'm still just
oral fixation.
Something. It's oral fixation. Yeah.
You know what it is? You need sunflower seeds.
I know. Yeah. Or something. Yeah. Maybe. Oh God. I'm just like one of those people with all the seeds all over their car, just shit in my teeth constantly.
Man. And if you haven't, eaten sunflower seeds in a long time, I just recently tried some out. And when I was growing up playing softball and stuff, always had a bag of them. Always had a bag, you know? My dad always had them. I mean, we always had them.
Yeah.
Man, that is an art that if you don't use it, you lose it. Like just the ability to like, just you know, when, what do? You put like a small handful in your mouth. You hold it in your cheek while you slide one over at a time, pop that sucker open, eat the seed, spit the shell. Man,
and you want that shell to be like, and you want it to be intact. Yeah. Once it cracks it opens up, you got splinters. Like, yeah.
Once you like, maybe you chew it or maybe it's a bad seed or you put a little too much force in your chew and then it kind of also crushes the seed on the inside.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, It's an art. We'll just say, you know,
is what I'm wondering.
We'll just say I
am getting better at it.
Yeah, you know, I've taken a break from trying it out.
It's a big disaster. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, so for the last week and a half, I have gained 7 pounds. Yeah, 7 pounds. And I just looked at Daniel. I was at the gym. I was like, fuck, dude. First, I'm like, irritable as hell.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I just go right back. No, it's totally worth it. I was telling Brooke though, you guys, it's funny. Cause I was like telling her about like my anxiety and I was like, God, I've almost like, it was that one thing where I didn't have any more and I knew I was going to go that whole day. And I just started like thinking like, where could one be? It could be in like a pocket. It could be like in the cushion of my couch. There's one that could be like on the floorboard of my car. Like, this is how disgusting this habit is.
Checking your backpack.
Yeah, yeah. I was just looking everywhere. Nothing. I was like, okay. This is it. Sucked really bad the first couple days, but I feel so much better. Except I'm just, you know, now trying to figure out like, how do I stop stuffing my face? Should I just get a bunch of coloring books?
Ooh,
start coloring. Nah.
I feel like that would still be the perfect activity for popping one of those in though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Coloring.
Yeah. I'm just smacking a lot of gum. Just like,
yeah. Or like, okay. You could go running.
Okay. Okay. Dude, I ran
for a walk.
Did you see Daniel's post? Oh God. Well, you would know it. It's the one of me running and you probably didn't get to that point, but it is so embarrassing. It was
now
like,
I have to look at it.
Yeah. Well, it was a 9 a.m. You guys, I look so bad. I could not look more unathletic. I just look bad all the way around. It was like 9 a.m. like a 9 a.m. class. I was like rushing to it because I wasn't gonna be able to work out the rest of the day. And it's, so yeah, look, find the running one.
Oh, I see it.
Okay.
I see it because the thumbnail he chose is you.
Yeah. And so that is the first time I've run in like, yep, that's me. I'm mad at him. I keep telling him to go away. It's so bad.
Now I have to rewatch it because
no, it's so bad. I just look thick up top. I got like, it's just a bad video. And of course,
here she comes. You know what it reminds me of? What? Okay, first of all, I'm going to say this. You guys
look like a wounded animal.
No.
I literally have not run
You probably haven't ran since the last time we ran.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Which is in fact over a year ago.
Yes. Yep.
You remind me, you know how sometimes I tell you,
I can't
you know
wait.
You know how sometimes I tell you that you look like you...
Oh yes, I know.
It's like you're trying to run so fast, but like you're going in slow motion.
Yes.
And I don't think
it's like I'm doing the work, but not going anywhere.
Yeah. It's like everything in your body. And like the energy behind what you're doing is like, yeah, go. But your body's like, all right, hang on, wait a minute.
So true. It's so true. That's exactly how it feels too. Like, oh man, I'm going, going. And then
you're like, holy shit, how long have I been going?
Why am I moving so slow?
You're like, wait a minute. Am I on a treadmill?
I was so fast in my head. No, I was dragging ass, man.
But you don't look like a wounded animal
and
you think, but you do look like you're moving a little bit in slow motion.
I was definitely last. And it was funny because, and this is, you guys, this is why I don't do CrossFit classes. So like, I'm still dealing with my stupid broken toe, right? And this workout was like 400 meter run. You came in for 7 minutes. You did an AMRAP of double unders and kettlebell swings. And then the other 7 minutes you did an AMRAP, or you started with the run again, 400 meter run. And then you did pull-ups and push-ups, like another 7 minute AMRAP. So, you know, I come in and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just going to do a class. I haven't done a class in ages, and I do it. And as soon as I get into that, you know, with a bunch of other people, mm-hmm. and everyone's like, well, Gina, why aren't you running? And it's like, I'm going to sit there and be like, well, guys, you know, I broke my toe like a month ago. It kind of hurts a little bit. You know, it's like, as soon as somebody's like, well, why aren't you running? I'm like, okay, fine, I'll run. And
fine,
Daniel's,
I'll run.
And Daniel's just looking at me and he's like, cause he's coaching the class. He's like, you're going to run? And I go, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I just got, I got shamed into running. I'm fucking running. And he was like, okay.
Cause it's, and like, he's like, all right, perfect opportunity to get really good footage of her.
Exactly. And so I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess I am. And then like the first AMRAP was like the double unders, also great on my toe, but I was like, you know, I can do double unders. It's like something I can do. You know, I want everybody in the class to know I can do this. You know, and so I did them. Let me tell you. And so later, Daniel's like, "How the hell? Why the hell would you decide to run when you know that you're just gonna get hurt like later?" And I go, "Well, I don't know. Like, I was kind of ashamed." He goes, "None of those people are gonna have to hear about it later. I'm gonna have to hear about it." He was just irritated. He's like, "Don't ever do that again." I was like, "Okay." I mean, I ended up
being sorry, fine. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, sorry, Dad. Because I won't complain at all. But yeah, so yeah. So it's been a journey this last couple of weeks.
I have been running almost every morning.
Okay. Well, fucking brag some more.
Been running with Todd's been running in the morning too.
Nice.
We've been running, almost every morning. And I,
don't you feel so good though? After you get,
no, I like, definitely,
it's like,
yeah,
a great way to start your day.
Yeah. I really good. Yeah, you know what it's like.
It's a great, I do know what it's like. No, I'm just saying, like, sometimes I'll get up like early and I'll like walk down.
Want to go coffee. For a walk.
Just like having like the fresh air is so, it's so invigorating.
Exactly.
Start your day.
No, I do feel really good when I'm running. Get up early, you feel accomplished. And then after, you know, a week or so of doing it, maybe a little more than that, you want it. You crave it. You want to get up and do it. And if you don't do it, you feel like you miss it or you feel bad. Or if you're me, you feel guilty. It's like, I shame myself.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't run. And you're all day. I'm thinking to myself like, you lazy,
you loser, you piece of shit.
You're a loser. You suck. Just kidding. No, you guys, I'm actually not that mean to myself. You know, it depends on the day of the week or whatever, but been running. The only caveat is here in Florida, doesn't matter how early in the morning you decide to run.
Oh.
It is still wet.
Yeah,
man, it's wet. And that's probably what is the, it's so funny. I'm sure like Todd and everyone that I am around when I'm here are so sick of hearing me bitch about this.
About your hair.
But I'm just going to do it one more time.
Okay. Do it.
Here's what sucks about it. One. Yeah. Sweating. I like to sweat. The thing is I'm a heavy sweater. Okay. I'm a heavy petter.
Yeah. I was like, I'm a heavy sweater. I just think
I'm a heavy sweater. Like I just sweat, you know, and
like
I sweat
a big chunky cable knit sweater.
Listen, I am I'm a reliable get you through the winter months kind of sweater. Okay. And I'm always there in the back of the closet, ready to go. No, but I sweat a lot and I get it from my dad. I mean, he sweats a lot from like his head. So when I sweat, I will sweat a lot from my head. So my hair, you know,
heavy head sweater.
I'm a heavy head sweater, heavy head sweater. And so out here, I immediately start sweating and I do enjoy it. Like I was, you know, my dad was, I've heard a million times, like, it's really good for your pores. It's really good for your skin. I'm like, yes, but in moderation. What sucks is I want to exercise every day. Like I want to do that or almost every day. And I've enjoyed running every day, but when I come back from running,
Every it's like morning. You have to like probably completely get ready for your day. Dude, every single day.
Every morning I am drenched. I have to, and because nothing dries here, kind of take your clothes off, hang them up till they dry, or you can put them immediately in the wash.
Yeah.
And soaking wet, head to toe. And it's like, well, as I'm trying to, as you guys know, always trying to, I mean, Gina always trying to find a, like, take better care of our hair and our skin. And we're, you know, we're going through our products and trying to get rid of all the bullshit. But when you sweat every day, I sweat every day. It's a very, I then have to wash my hair like pretty often. And I've yet to figure out the best way to not have to do that, especially out here, because I sweat every day.
I think you're just going to have to like deal with the fact of having like dirty hair. I mean, like, what else are you going to do?
No, I know that. The only thing is like,
look at your face. Oh, I don't want to do that.
I don't mind having dirty hair, but you know how like there is.
Well, no, it's like if it's like greasy wet. Yeah, it's gross.
It's that. And like, you can only put in dry shampoo so many days in a row. And because I have, you know, not mine, mine, my hair versus extension hair. It reacts to humidity and sweat differently.
No, I know. No. It's crazy. Yeah. It's like you've got like these like curls down here, but it's like frizzy up here. It's like, you can really see the difference.
Oh, you're
like, oh, that's not her hair. Oh,
you're like, what? Hair. It's like, ooh, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on? Sweat a lot, and it's okay. I'm really into running every day. It feels really great. And also I hurt every morning when I wake up, but I'm pretty used to that. It's just been a long time since I felt like that. And now Gina's going to start running.
Can you imagine? You guys, if you have not seen this video, you like, just watch this, because Brooke showed it on this clip or whatever. What do you call this? Earlier in this episode. I don't know. I'm terrible with like the lingo, but yeah. Can you imagine my neighbors having to look at that every single morning? I feel like they'd be like, I think our neighbor is dying. Like, she, like, does she need help?
I think just to try it out.
Uh-huh.
I think you should attempt to try and like go for like a interval run or some sort of like a jog walk.
Okay.
You know, every day for like 5 days in a row.
Okay.
Maybe I would say 7 days, like a week, but you know, at least like a Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And you don't have to, like go out and just start running. Like, maybe put your headphones in or listen to a book or something like that and go for a walk and maybe do some jogging, do some walking.
Okay.
And just do it. And do it every day for like a week and see how you feel.
Well, the other thing I was noticing, so I was watching this, it's like a random Apple show last night, and this girl like keeps jogging, you know, she's like jogging all the time. And I'm like, oh, I think I need to like really study. I'm not upright when I run. If you,
you are,
I almost,
like I said, like I said, you're going fast, but you're not going fast.
It's as if I'm like constantly almost tripping, like with every step. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, the lean forward is so aggressive. I feel like that I'm like constantly like, you know, right where your toe gets back far enough where you have to kind of like almost run like it back up.
Where your feet are like slipping out the back.
Yes.
Like, that's funny.
And I was literally watching it last night and thinking, oh, maybe that's my problem. I don't think I'm upright when I run.
Yeah.
Definitely
maybe
like hunched, maybe. Like almost like a Sasquatch, you know, like when they show like the Sasquatch, like, that's my running style.
Dude. Yeah. Maybe just definitely start walking.
Yeah.
Take some.
Maybe, you know, I walk like that. I don't know.
No. Find some body awareness, you know, feel your shoulders over your hips.
Yeah.
And then just pick up the pace a little bit and don't lean into it.
All of a sudden, just instantly go.
Like a lot of people, when you learn different running techniques or positions or, you know, whatever, it's the lean a slight lean. So it's almost like a momentum, like you're falling, right? But it's, you don't want to actually be falling. So
mine for you, like I'm
for you,
falling.
we're going to lean backwards.
We're going to get you sitting up.
That's funny. Okay. All right, guys, funny. That's Gina's challenge for 1 week. She's going to have to set her alarm. She's got to get, you got to get out of bed earlier than you normally do. By an hour.
An hour?
Yeah. Because that'll, if you go out for like, since you're going to walk with a little bit of running, I would say, I would tell you to go like at least be out for like 30 minutes.
Okay.
But maybe it's like 20, depending on like what you do. But if you do that and you get up and just change and just get outside and go, then by the time you get back, you'll be able to like sit and chill for like another half hour before you actually would maybe get in the shower or start doing anything. I think that you'll be really tired, but I also think you'll really enjoy it.
I think I'll like it.
Yeah. Cause this is especially if you don't say I'm going to go running. No, it's just, you're going to get up, going to put your tennis shoes on and just put your headphones in if you want. And then just go outside and start walking.
So I'm just going to actually call it just getting outside.
Yeah. And you're
I'm going to go get outside.
You guys, Gina's going to get outside for 7 days in a row. We're going to see what happens. Hey guys, who wants to join the get outside challenge? We're doing the get outside challenge. It's going to be 30 minutes.
Just 30 minutes of being outside. Moving. Just
30 minutes outside. And you have to be moving the whole time.
You need to have some kind of forward momentum.
Yep. And you have to do it. You have to be outside. You got to get up an hour before you normally wake up in the morning. All right. The get outside challenge. You got to get up an hour before you normally get up. You got to get outside and you got to get your feet moving and you have to leave your house.
Okay. I'm just walking around my deck. I would so find a loophole.
Dude, that's funny. That's funny. I'm just picturing you with like maybe your fanny on and you're like kind of doing speed walking, but just around your deck.
That sounds like something I would do.
Oh god.
All right. Well, guys, so we were gonna wrap this up, but I did want to read this because you guys have been so great. Like some people have been writing in. So like, we're always begging for people to write in and then for us to not read them is kind of shitty. So, cause we do appreciate it. So I thought this was an interesting, That wasn't the one. Cause that actually could have a lot longer conversation. Sorry, excuse me. Well, first I wanted to read this. And the title is, this is from Lindsay. I don't want to read people's last names. Lindsay, excuse me, sorry. And it's titled June Had Its Revenge. And she says, I don't think Brooke is a professional shit talker. I'd just call her a straight shooter. And I would have to say, I absolutely agree. She's not a shit talker. I feel like when people say like shit talker, it sounds like you're like being mean about people.
Yeah.
Or like causing drama, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's definitely not you. God, you guys, we got some great ones. We're going to read these on another one. Okay. Found one. All right. I love this because it starts out in the subject line. It says, hey, Devin, watch me hit a Dutch plus. So this is, okay.
Watch me hit a Dutch plus.
Yeah. So listen, this is the explanation. I thought this was funny. And this is from Rachel, I believe. Yes. My name is Rachel. Me and my better half are both huge fans of your podcast. I know you guys often say, why would anyone want to listen to us? But let me tell you, I look forward to listening to your guys' shenanigans. I work graveyard shifts. So I usually listen to the podcast on my hour and a half commute back home at 4 o'clock in the morning. You guys never fail to make me laugh and keep me wide awake on my drive. Well, thank you, Rachel. And we would love to make sure that you are staying awake on your drive.
Yes. So
we're happy to help. I also wanted to share that thanks to you ladies, me and my spouse now joke that a Dutch plus is a trick every time we ride our jet ski at the lake.
Yeah, I'm doing the Dutch plus.
Yeah, check me out. Check out this Dutch plus. And that's why the subject line is, hey, Devin, watch me hit a Dutch plus. Oh. This is great, Rachel. This is cracked us up.
Good.
All right. So thank you, ladies, for all the laughs, giving us something to look forward to on the days we need it. Hope to get the chance to talk to you all in person one someday. We would love that. I want to finish off with a couple of fun would you rather questions.
I know.
These are fun. We love these. All right. Would you rather go a year with no eyelashes or a year with no eyebrows?
Eyelashes.
I'm going to go eyelashes too.
Yeah, because I already
fucked up without some eyebrows.
Straight up.
Like real fucked up.
Like a girl. Can you imagine?
Wait, can I do it? I can't see to do it. Wait. How are you doing that?
Do it with these, yeah. Oh.
Like really fucked up. Like.
Yeah, man. Eyebrows are important.
Yeah, eyebrows for sure.
I already have like really blonde eyebrows and lashes. So when I don't have mascara on,
yeah,
I already look like I don't have any at all, which I'm not a fan of. However, if I put my eyebrows on,
yeah,
like if I put them on, if I fill them in and put them on, yeah, it just feel like even without putting anything else in your face, you just feel better.
I agree. And I've already dealt with like, after doing all the lash extensions and all the bullshit that I was doing to my eyelashes, I've already dealt with not having eyelashes. So I feel like I could definitely do that. Okay. Would you rather poop in the only toilet at a party, knowing you'll clog it, or in the bushes in the backyard?
Bushes in the backyard.
Yeah. Bushes in the backyard. I mean, most people listening to us probably think that we're like very open about our shitting and, and all of this sort of thing, but yeah, that'd still be horribly embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit in the backyard. Would you rather sniff butts like a dog when you meet someone new or eat dog food every night for dinner? I'm going to sniff butts. And I'm going to make sure that I rarely meet somebody that I've ever like,
you're like, you know what? Is that a new person over there? New. Not interested.
Running the other way. Fuck no. I only hang out with people I know. Yeah. So no, those were fun. So yes, thank you. Thank you, Rachel, for those. And if, you know, keep hitting those Dutch pluses.
Dude, watch me hit this Dutch plus.
So good.
So funny.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening today. We hope you guys are all having a wonderful, you know, day, evening, whether you're in your car, hey, whether you're hiding from your children. Oh, are we still going?
I'm going to end this just with I'm going to end this with a mean tweet. It's not a tweet though. It's a mean comment on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is a personal comment on Brooke's appearance. Let me have it. Okay.
Yeah.
Apologies in advance.
Oh gosh. Let's get ready.
But Brooke, I liked your appearance way better before these procedures to your nose, etc. Yeah. My broken nose was.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. That please, I just wanted to breathe.
Please go back to how you looked last year.
Okay. Can you imagine fucking saying that to someone?
Recently in the last several BTR and the retreat video too, you looked drained and tired and a shadow of your previously glowing self. Well,
obviously just like it just trolls just to look at you and doesn't listen.
Dude, that's so funny. It's just so funny though. It's like, yeah, man, please go back to how you looked a year before, because most recently you look really drained, tired, and a shell of your previous self. It's like, I wonder what's going on with me. I'm not just choosing to, I don't know.
Well, and not only that, but like, you know, he's saying this to you.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, fuck. I want to look like I did a year ago or 2 years ago. Or
like, tell me about it. You know,
years ago. Fuck you.
You know what? Yeah. I wish I slept more.
Yeah.
You know what else? I wish I didn't, you know, I wish I also didn't struggle with depression from time to time. I wish you were
frozen in time as a 30 year old. This guy's got issues.
Dude, so funny.
I'm assuming, is it a guy? Is it a guy?
Well, I'm not sure. The name is Melon Nun.
Oh, Melanon? Melanon? Like,
it's spelled melon, M-E-L-O-N with a capital N.
Oh, it feels like it.
Capital N. It's bullshit, but it's just so funny. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious, you guys, because it, you know, it was just a, it was a, it was an insult from just like a completely different angle. I haven't experienced in a while or before.
Apologies in advance.
You know, letting me for sure, like almost like apologies in advance. Like, I'm sorry, but I just have to get this off my chest.
Yeah. This person's just losing sleep.
Brooke, I don't know what you've done, but can you go back to the way you looked a year ago when you weren't so tired or drained or...
Oh my God.
I don't know. Just if I thought it was hilarious. So, hey guys, on that note,
just keep being you. Don't listen to the trolls.
Well, we love you guys.
We love you.
Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. Boom. And we'll, we're terrible. Go.
Oh,
all right. And
we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.